This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 12th of November, 1953. Its title is Gradient Scale Straight Wire Demo. This tape is 60 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape begins and ends abruptly, as did the original master recording.
A little remark there was made at the end of the lecture, which is not too, wasn't quite intelligible, and that is on body lifting. I said I have despaired of the way auditors handle body lifting, and don't talk about it too much. That's because all too many auditors don't tackle it on a sufficiently small gradient scale, and they make the pre-clear lose, and it's the fastest, easiest way in the world to make the pre-clear grandly lose. Many auditors, not in this group, but many auditors, run on the computation that they can't let the pre-clear win. They're running so much I'm there that they can't let the pre-clear be there, so the pre-clear can't win. And body lifting is the easiest and quickest way to follow them up. They say, all right, now lift your little finger, and the pre-clear does with a great deal of ease. And now, all right, you got your little finger lifted, now lift the hand, and the pre-clear does, not quite very happily. Oh, you've got the hand lifted now. All right, we'll make the body sit up. That's right. Pre-clear goes back into his head, and that's that. Just like that. That easy to do to a pre-clear. You get him, if he runs a gradient scale and lifting objects in the mesh universe, right on up the line and runs into other bodies, he knows he can handle bodies. And he goes around, finds somebody asleep, and lifts their body around for a while, and hauls other bodies around for a while. He all of a sudden said, nest isn't so dangerous, I might as well grab hold of it too, and then he picked up corners of ashtrays. Unless you do a good solid gradient scale of body lifting, and a good gradient scale on lifting other bodies, unless you do a gradient scale on lifting mess, starting out with a grain of sand on the seashore someplace or something of the sort, or breadcrumb. Breadcrumb's pretty good. Had a pre-clear one time who, with the help of her sister, both of them being fatal clears, managed to lift one breadcrumb. And if you ever saw a couple of triumphant pre-clears in your life, and they went on up the line from there. But there's where people have to start with this gradient scale on lifting mist. So many auditors went on such huge jumps on the thing that I just haven't been talking about body lifting. That's all. Let's get them up. Let's get the pre-clear up on another route before we start him beating around mist. And he'll get up there eventually, so he'll just start pushing around mist. That's all. We get him up so high on other lines and perception and so forth, we just avoid this line, which can be booby-trapped by some auditor in the field who has read a book and starts in on somebody he doesn't like. Okay, there's too many ways to ruin people, so we don't have to put out any more. They got all sorts of ways in this universe to ruin people. By the way, people run on another computation. The other computation is, if they can fail sufficiently, they will get accustomed to failing and win. Maybe it's true. That's sort of a system they seem to run on. That is the system they're following. It's almost solid as a system in this universe. They can fail sufficiently that way. I tried this once on a pre-clear by running the most unheard of enormous ends of the gradient scale. Got him exteriorized and then immediately started to tell him, all right, now pick the body up and carry it across the room. He can't do that. All right, pick the house up and carry it across the room. All right, we can't do that. Well, let's kind of push Earth around a little bit and shove it off of its orbit somewhat. All right, now let's go up and damp some of the rays of the sun. This time his perception was off and he was pretty groggy. He wasn't interiorized yet. So forth. And I said, all right, now we can't do that, huh? Well, all right, fill up all the space between here and the sun. Because he'd gone in on the line of complete actuality of picking up the body and carrying it across the room, he did start to fill in all the space between here and the sun with particles by throwing a couple of particles down, and all of a sudden he just quit. He just blew up. He went through lower gradients of apathy. I scanned it out, ran it by gradient scale, had him lift the body on the couch. It's routinely and ordinarily. And it's my private opinion that this won't work. It's failing. If you can fail enough, often enough, and big enough, you'll win. All right, let's go in for a little processing. What kind of processing would you like to do? Change of space processing to the first six positions in the mesh universe? What's the matter? I understand this morning, as soon as that process was started, that we immediately had a vacant room. How many here are subject to occlusions? Well, two is a form of certainty, isn't it? Well, we might as well do this. Those that aren't, do this exteriorized. Of course, all this is exteriorized to some degree. Don't care whether you exteriorize it or do it. Those that are very badly occluded can do this, and those that are exteriorized and with their perceptions on good, I should do it most otherwise. Now, those whose perceptions are on good and are exteriorized, when I say, I'm going to use two words, black and this. And when I say black, I want that person to go find some corner of the universe, be in a corner of the universe that's real black. When I say this, be here. The person's exteriorized, and I want them to do this. And those people who are simply occluded, I want them to do this. Look at the blackness which occludes you. When I say this, get some perception, no matter how dim, of the room that surrounds you. I don't care where you have to go after a while with this black and this. We'll just take the black right where it is and right where you are, and we'll just take it as it. And then we will, this, we'll use this room. So, savvy? Any questions? When I say black, you look at the blackness, which is your customary lot. When I say this, no matter where it is, here, there, it doesn't matter where this blackness is. And when I say this, why be in this room? People who are exteriorizing, whose perceptions are real good, go find a good black place. Be in a good black place, and then be here. You got that? Okay, we'll interrupt this every few minutes to do a checkup and so forth. And I'm going to vary it slightly in this way and that way. Okay, black. This. Black. Look around real good. This. Black. This. Black. This. Black. This. Black. This. All right, now when you look at that black, you get a sense of being somewhere. I don't care where. Just get the sense that you are somewhere, that you are being somewhere when I say black. Black. This. Black. This. Black. This. Black. This. Black. This. Now you're getting some perception of this room, no matter how poor, dim, or some idea of this room when I say this. Anybody getting any dim idea of this room?
I guess.
You're getting a concept of this room. You're getting it?
I
can. Quite clearly. All right. Black. This. Black space. This space. Black space. This space. Black. This. Black. This. Black. This. Black. This. I want you to inspect this black on a as wide a look as you can inspect and get the idea of it is a black space, locational. That it is a black space, locational. Black. This. 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 Now do this perceptionally now, and just look at that blackness. Get as much of it as you can as a located space. And when I say this, get an idea of this as a located space. This room. Black. This. 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 Look as widely around as you can when I say, and this time we're going to say B instead of black. B. This. B. This. B. This. B. This. All right, now we're going to use the word K for black, and we're going to use R for this room. Got that? K meaning black. R. K. 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 R. Want to give your attention to that blackness when I say K. Give your attention to this room in its area when I say R. Now this time we're going to give our attention to space. So I'm going to say K-S-R-S. K-S. All right. K-S. R-S. K-S. R-S. K-S. R-S. K-S. R-S. K-S, R-S, K-S, R-S, K-S, R-S, K-S, 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 R-S, K-S. R-S, 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 K-S, R-S, K-S, R-S, K-S, R-S. K-S. R-S. Okay. Anybody getting any R-S? R-S. R-S. Anybody? anybody getting any bad effects from this?
Well, I don't know what you call bad, but it gets awful sticky at KS. You say KS and RS.
Get real sticky. Anybody else getting any stickiness out of this? Getting some stickiness. What are you doing?
What did you say?
And you're looking at that blackness?
Yep.
You're looking at it all around?
Yes, I
can. Then you getting a perception of this room?
Perceiving at it.
Perceiving at it. Okay. Getting any shift to blackness?
No, I haven't noticed.
Anybody getting any shift to blackness there? Getting blacker? Or?
I'm getting
lighter.
I can't find any
blackness.
Brighter than hell.
I'm sorry.
Dark and then lighter.
Well, the field hasn't changed, but the blackness...
It's gotten sticky.
Well, no, when you have space, there seems to be a certain space.
What's the matter?
What's the matter?
What's the matter of wavelength? Oh, I've got a strong suspicion that K is actually somewhere else.
K isn't someplace else.
Not really.
Good. Good, that's right. Let's run that. What do you got? Is K right here? Or
no.
K isn't here.
I selected out the cellar.
Are you exteriorized?
Nothing to know.
Okay. That was for exteriorized people. Now, you're just supposed to look at that stuff. You're not supposed to wonder where it is. Got it? Just a location.
Right.
No significance.
Right.
Never thought. All right. Now, we got to find some blackness there.
This got it.
Oh, can't help it.
The harder I hunt for the blackness, the brighter the seed gets.
Oh, that's real tough.
How about greenness?
We'll get. No greenness. No, it's just black. Find it good and black. You go and find a black space. If you can't.
I did find it looked like a mud pit for a while.
Yeah. No kidding. All right, let's do this some more. This time. We will run it as KS and RS. All right, KS. RS. KS. RS. KS. RS. KS. RS. KS. 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 RS. RS. KS. RS. Okay, how's it getting now? Still sticky? Did you find any blackness?
It stayed black.
Now this time it stayed black. Yeah, you move through them things. It's real, real interesting. That's disappointing, isn't it?
Well,
now, let's not play this same start of wondering where this blackness is. Let's just look at it, huh? Just take a look at it. You getting good and black, huh?
Black, but I can feel.
Let's not worry about whether you feel it or not. Let's just get a good look at the blackness. Look at the blackness. I don't care about feeling it. All right. Now this time, we will put the point L for blackness and H for room. Got that? L meaning blackness. H, perception of room. L, H. L, H. L. H. L. H. H is right here. L. H. L. 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 H. 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 L. H. L. H. L. H. L. H. Okay?
Now, what's happening here? Don't want to get buried into me. Are you seeing a...
Better. Better, no.
Okay.
Not so sticky, black.
You're looking at that blackness? Where is the blackness?
All around.
All right, the blackness is all around. Where is this all aroundness? Is it right here, this one? All right, now let's just get the idea of it being someplace, huh? We don't care where, just look at it. Now, how, do you look at it, actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shut your eyes for a moment. Now, anybody that's got this real black, do this next exercise, and the rest of you, no. All right, let's look into this blackness and get whether you're there or not. Let's look into it just a little bit different place in it and find out whether or not you're there. Let's look into it in a different place. Are you there? Now, where are you not in this blackness? Just look around. Look around and find where you are not in it. Look at it. You found out? Where are you?
I'm not in the part that I'm looking at.
That's right.
I don't seem to be in any of it. I seem to be sort of like an ostrich with his head stuck down in the sand.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to call it LS and HS, which means black space and here space. All right. LS. HS. LS. HS. LS. HS. LS. HS. LS. 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 HS. LS. HS. LS. HS. LS, HS, 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 LS, 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 HS, 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 LS, LS. Get a wider vision range on that blackness now. LS, LS. Now a wider vision range here. HS. HS, HS, HS. Okay, what perception change do we get on this?
Blackness seems to be retreating.
It doesn't.
It does.
I was supposed to have been right here a minute ago. Now let's make up our minds. Is it here or isn't it?
What's retreating?
You sure it's if it's retreating? All right. Now, you're not supposed to run this drill here. I just want you to hold this concept. I want you to hold this concept.
Okay, hold.
Yes, just hold this concept. Just plug up your ears, put your fingers in your ears, and say, I will never be there.
Put my fingers in my ears.
And just say that over and over and over to yourself.
Okay.
So hold it as a concept. Don't be disturbed by the rest of this audit. Okay. LS. 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 HS. LS. HS. LS. HS. LS. HS. LS. LS. Good wide vision. Now, as you're looking at that, look into it and tell me where you, don't tell me necessarily, but get where you are not in it. Get where you are not in it. Around two or three places where you are not in it. HS. HS. Now, let's look around this HS and get where you are not in this room. 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 LS. LS, where you're not in the blackness, where you're not in the blackness, where you are not in the blackness, where you're not. LS, HS,
Well, I almost got something besides blackness.
Yeah? Okay.
The spark almost appeared.
Okay. All right, now let's get this now. And this time, for black, we are going to say... No, we won't. We will say A. And here, we will call room. A. Room. A. Get that blackness real good. Room. A, get a sense of location there, that the blackness is someplace. Room. A, room. Room. Get a sense of location now that the room is someplace. A, room. A, room. A. 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 Room. Room. A. A. Room. A. Room. A. Room. A. Room. A. Room. 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 What's the matter, Bert?
Oh, I just get the feeling when you say room, I just sort of stay in the blackness and send a small part of attention back to the room. I can't drag the rest of it off the blackness to come into the room.
Okay, boy. You'll be all right.
Well, I'm not...
I'll send out a rescue squad. I got a couple of planes up on top.
I'm not desperately worried about it. It's just frustrating.
Okay. Anybody else hitting any somatics or any difficulties like that?
Kind of sharpening the temple and all that.
Anybody hitting any somatics? All right. Why don't you all put an ice cube on the floor? Turn it upside down. Let it fly to the ceiling. I'll let a whole bunch of them fly to the ceiling. Who is getting a fast flow of ice cubes to the ceiling? Two, three, four. You are?
Well,
you?
Yeah, I didn't do that.
It
wasn't
exactly a flaw, it was a bunch of them.
Yeah, you want a lot of them. Then stop it.
All right, those that are getting, they found that with great ease. That was with great ease. Now let's just get those ice cubes going up to the ceiling. Let's get just fire hoses squirting ice cubes up to the ceiling. All kinds of things throwing ice cubes up to the ceiling. Lots of ice cubes to the ceiling. Lots of ice cubes. Lots of them. Real easy to do. Lots of ice cubes. I'll make more go. Make them break through the ceiling and fly out into space. Get them going real good. Ice cubes. Lots of ice cubes. More of them. More of them. More of them. What's happening, Judy?
Sir?
What's happening?
Ice cubes going.
Lots of them? Who's getting a funny sensation in his brisket as he does this? Nobody being upset by this? Well, you know. All right. Put that all away, throw it in yesterday, throw it away, do something with it.
This lecture and demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
Did you get a funny feeling in your stomach? Nobody got a funny feeling. You got a funny feeling of falling? Anybody get a feeling of falling? Anybody get a feeling of flying up? That's all right. Smock up a lot of space under you. Nice empty space.
get the idea of dropping something into it. Something more. Something more. Who was unable to get something to fall through that space? Everybody able to get something to fall through that space?
I got the space out of it, but I talked about the bottom.
All right. Good. Well, that's fine. We won't have anybody screaming here in the next couple of minutes. That's all I was making sure of. If anybody listening to this tape or doing group processing on this tape runs into somebody who all of a sudden goes upside down, right side up, falls, rides, screams, does something like that, why, just have somebody take them outside and run ice cubes running up until that sensation ceases. Now we will carry on here with black space and here. So, now what's happened with you? You didn't like that?
I see feeling around the throat, a little apprehension.
That's so? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's run this
over. So I'm breathing when I'm setting.
Oh, really? All right, now let's see if we can hit this now on just black in here. All right. This time, we are going to do this locationally. Black location. This location. Black location. This location. Black location. This location. Black location. This location. Take a good look around this room. Black location. This location. Now, how are you doing this black location? You're just looking around at the blackness you have there? The blackness that is there?
Sort of scrubbing it out.
Mm-hmm. Just looking around at it. Is it shifting a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I sent it all into one spot. Looking at it,
it seems
to back up. Keep looking at the
blackness,
it seems to back up.
Oh, really?
Mm.
How about you, Leroy?
Yeah, about the same things happening.
Okay. Black location. How's it happening with you?
Hold on.
It is? Okay. Black location. This location. Black location. Get about 360 degree vision. Come as close as you can to looking all around. This location. Black location. Look all around if you can. Black location. Look all around if you can. Black location. Look all around if you can. Look all around if you can. Okay. Look all around. The idea of location concerning it. All around. Idea of location, preferably present time location of this space. Present time location of this space. Now this room. Present time location of this space. This room. Present time location of black space. This room. Present time location of this space. Room. And now I'll call the blackness B. And I'll call this room H. B. H. B. H. B. H. B, H, B, H, 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 H. Okay, anybody getting into deep water here? That feeling of being a little particle here and a lot there succeeding?
Yeah, I think you're more or less in the center of a really open, empty space that is just merely surrounded by blackness. It's not blackness itself, but there's blackness around it. So
what are you getting when you get here?
Zero.
Okay. What's happening to you? How about you? Just black. Good and black. All right, look around in that blackness and tell me where you're not in it. Do this now, those that have a predominant blackness. Just look around in it and tell me where you're not in it. All right, find 4 points forward of your eyes where this blackness is not, where you're not. Got them? Pick out 4 more points where you're not. Four more points in this blackness where you're not. Now get a vague idea of one just a little bit to the right of where you normally look, not being there. Where are you not? Just a little bit to the right. Where are you not? Just a tiny, tiny little bit to the left. And where are you not? Directly back of you. Get any sense of notness back there?
Back there.
Well, you got any sense of being, where are you not behind you?
Yes.
Got that? All right, now let's go through this exercise. Are you thinking in your right foot? Are you thinking in your left foot?
No.
Are you thinking in your right knee?
No.
You thinking in your left knee? Are you thinking in the pit of your stomach? Are you thinking in your right hand? Are you thinking in your left hand? Are you thinking in your right shoulder? Are you thinking in your left shoulder? Are you thinking in your throat? Are you thinking in your mouth? Are you thinking in your right ear? Are you thinking just slightly in front of your right eye? Just slightly in front of your left eye? Are you thinking just forward of the bridge of your nose? Are you thinking immediately back of the bridge of your nose? Are you thinking in your right temple? Are you thinking in your left temple? Are you thinking in the top of your skull? Are you thinking in the back of your skull? Okay. I'll go on with this other exercise. How are you finding that blackness? Are you finding some blackness to be in? Okay, you come back here easily? Okay. I mean this not a facsimile. I don't mean a black facsimile. Let's just disabuse ourselves of that idea. I mean I want the present time area in which this blackness is or was. Present time area where this blackness is or was. And this time for blackness we're going to use jet. And for here we are going to use rug. So you can get a perception of the rug. All right. Jet. Rug. Jet. Rug. Jet. Rug. Jet. Rug. Jet. Rug, 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 jet, jet, rug, jet, jet, rug. Okay, how's that?
Picking up the rug good.
Picking up the rug pretty good now? Who's picking up the rug better? Or back to picking up the room better than they were?
I'm getting the rug war effects anyway of it.
Good. Good. Who's picking up the room better?
I was.
Good. Fine. All we're looking for is change. Okay? Did you, huh? How's that blackness? Is it less sticky or more sticky?
As soon as the space starts spreading out, I got less sticky.
Got less sticky. What the hell are you in, a bubble gum? Now, let's get the significance of it. All right. Now, let's get a sheet of paper squirting black ink at your face. A sheet of paper squirting black ink. I'll get a lot of paper. Get the idea of squirting so much black ink you can't see the paper. So much black ink. And get you wondering as you look at this flood of black ink coming in on you, what's the significance? Flood of black ink from these sheets of paper. What is the significance? This flood of black ink. Get alphabet soup out of it. Black alphabet soup. So black you can't even get the letters in it. What is this significance? Let's get the idea of a book in the lap. A book in the lap now, squirting up there. What is this significance? What is the significance? Black, black ink. Black. You get the taste of printer's ink if you can. Black, black, black. Squirting up there. Lots of it. Lots of it. Lots of it. Getting kind of pushing your face in. I get the idea of some teacher standing back of your head, pushing your face forward so you sure and get the full effect of this black flood. I'm telling you how good that is for you. Get that full effect of that black flood. I get the idea of books piling up alongside of you, all of them dripping black ink. Now more books in your lap and heavier books dripping black ink. Just as you get a good flow from that, get people dumping letters in your lap. Lots of letters, lots of bad news in them. Terrific amounts of bad news in these letters squirting black ink. The letters are just going squirting all this black ink up at you. Bad news, black ink. More people dropping letters in your lap. And then other people holding you, so you have to sit there while these letters keep jumping in your lap. Lots of them. Lots more letters. Look at the idea, this whole place just piling up, falling out in the street. Letters, letters, books, 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 more books, more books, more books, lots more books, all of them black ink. I get books walking up and smearing black ink all over your face. More of it, 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 more of it. Lots of black. Okay, and get you thinking all this time, what's the significance of this? What is the significance of this? More black ink. More papers, more books. Now, throw that all away. Throw that all away. Anybody having trouble throwing it away? Throw it away. All right, now, get a motion picture screen up on the front wall of this room. With your eyes open or closed, I don't care. But get a motion picture screen up there and get it moving you all over Earth while you sit still. Just get that sensation. It sits up there, and it's with this beam of light, it moves you all over Earth while you sit still. It's saying, go all over Earth, go here, go there, follow the cowboys, follow the Indians, follow Theta Bara, whatever it is, moving you all over Earth, but you have to sit still. You sit still and it moves. Get the screen doing that, get the screen spraying this light, get this impulse to shift. Impulse to move and get yourself stilling the impulse to move It's spray, spray, spray. And it says move, move, move. You still the impulse to move. Get the idea of roads now on the screen. Lots of roads, black and white. Lots of roads peeling off and running by and so forth. And you having to sit still, get the idea of setting yourself back every instant or so. Keep setting yourself back into position as you look at this. Again, what a wonderful anchor point that motion picture screen is. I'll get it pouring very deadly rays at you, telling you to move. You have to sit still. It says move and you sit still. It says move and you sit still. I just plaster that screen right up against your face and have it push. Good and black. Telling you to move while you sit still. Now as it's doing that, have your favorite anathema in this life, a favorite person who used to bawl you out, criticize you, standing up in front of you saying, put your attention on yourself, put your attention on yourself, put your attention on yourself. Got this person doing that? I get him saying, don't be here, be there. Don't be here, be there. All right, now get him, throw that all away. Throw that all away. Now, put a book in your lap, a textbook in your lap, and turn it into the picture of your face. If you didn't succeed that time, throw it away. Now, put another textbook in your lap, turn it into a picture of your face. Throw that away. Another textbook, put it in your lap, turn it into the picture of your face. Throw it away. Another textbook in your lap, turn it into a picture of your face. Throw it away. Put the moon in your lap. Turn it into a picture of your face. Throw it away. Put the moon in your lap. Turn it into a picture of your face. Throw it away. Anybody get a popping feeling? As I did it with a textbook. Does anybody get a pop? As I was coming off of something?
Someone worked my finger.
Someone weren't your pictures. Now get you as an overt act, just you. Making people read textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Got that? Now throw them away. And have these people look at the textbook turn into them, and then turn into a textbook. You do that? Do it again a couple of times. The rest of you stand up and stretch.
This is a yellow pad with my mother's handwriting on it.
No kidding.
That's all kinds of fun.
What's that feel?
A little wobbly.
That feel wobbly? What do you say, wobbly? I'll never be there?
Yeah.
Is that what makes you wobbly?
So.
Cover up your ears. One again. Get somebody else saying it with you in chorus. Get people all around you saying it in chorus. We have enormous chorus. All in black. Chanting.
You don't have to worry about the black. That's all we
do. Let's concentrate on it. Let's do it right. Okay. Let's hit it again. Who's gotten a change of their blackness?
Well, I got that one picture.
No, I don't mean your blackness vanishing. Who has had the character of the blackness shift? Has anybody had absolutely, besides Bill, had no change in the blackness?
I just had a couple of changes.
Oh, you have had?
Yes, this last.
Good. Well, that's all right. Then let's not do that other exercise.
I'm black.
I never
had any.
You haven't had a single change?
Not
What are you doing?
What you say?
All right. You're going to do it this next one, then sit down there and cover up your ears and run. I'll never be there. Come? I'll never be there. Got that? You want to do that some more? All right, go ahead. Well, this will probably ruin you. Do it on that postulate. That's right. Who cares? Okay. Now this time, we're going to just run it as J and chair. This time I want you to look at the blackness and feel the chair under you. You got that? And those that are exteriorized, just feel some mist somewhere in this room. Now pick out the piece of mist you're going to feel in this room each time. Got that? Just pick out the piece of mist you're going to feel in this room. All right. No fair choosing my hair. Is that right or wrong? All right. Shouldn't do that to PCs. It unsettles. Anyway, J. Doesn't like. Look around. Take a good look at it. Get whether or not you're there. Look at points in it where you aren't. Chair. J. 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 Interruption. Chair. J. Interruption. Chair. J. Chair. J. 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 Come on around. Get those points where you're not there. Those points where you're not there. J. Chair. J. Chair. J. Chair. J. Chair. J. Chair. Chair, 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 chair. Okay. All right. What happened as you were doing that? Did you get a more certain contact with the chair, for instance?
Less.
Yeah, less contact.
I'm getting less space in the communication line flow right in my face, which is, for the first time, becoming really bad.
Good.
At one point there, as I started to shift, all of a sudden I started going back and forth between the chair and J.
Uh-huh. Now, on that flow, just skip it. Just skip it. I mean, so it's hitting you. So what? It's just the mass body. They're expendable. The government expends them every day.
Ron, the blackness where I located the first when it began has shifted and completely gone. I know where it is now. I don't need to run it unless I want to go into the incident.
Go ahead into it again.
Okay.
All right. Another piece of blackness may turn up.
It's a whole planet.
All right. Okay. All right. Jay. And again, feel the chair. Jay.
Feel a chair.
Jay.
Feel a chair.
Jay.
Feel a chair.
Jay.
Feel a chair.
Jay.
Feel a chair.
You still running?
Yep.
I'll never?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that interfere?
Nope.
What's happening as you're running that?
Nothing.
Nothing. Run, nothing will happen.
Good.
Got that?
Yep.
Nothing must happen.
That's
what you want to run. All right. Jay. Chair. Jay. Chair. Jay. Chair. Jay. Chair. Jay. Chair. Jay. 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 Chair. 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 Okay. Do you feel yourself coming up present time, anybody, when you repeat on chair? What are you touching in the room?
Lamp.
Good. You getting a better contact or a worse contact?
Better.
Better. Good. Okay. Who's had another shift in blackness? Anybody? No further shifting. All right. Put an ice cube on the floor. Stay there easily. Okay. Put four black anchor points on the floor. Just lay them there. They stay there easily? Is that easier than they've stayed there? What do they do with you, plant man?
I don't ever get them there. This close.
Who put them out in the sidewalk?
8 miles.
About 8 miles. Can you get them there good and solid?
Well, they float.
All right. Do they stay there?
Not very long.
All right. You put them down on the ground, on earth. They go there? Okay, it's all right. Doesn't matter. No effort developed on that?
Effort?
Did any sudden effort develop on that?
No.
All right, I want you to get the idea of straining not to get someplace. Get that effort now. All right, and the rest of you, let's get this now. And you've been accustomed to looking more or less forward of you, as I've said, Jay, or something of this sort, I'm sure of that. This time I want you to look forward and then a quick glance at as though you're trying to yank your attention down, whatever down might be, into the blackness. Got that? All right. Black space. Yank that attention down. Here. Black space. Here. Black space.